Diti Uvacha. A beautiful gift set.
A beautiful gift set.
Now. Not.
Not.
Me.
My.
Great devotee of Lord Shiva. In other words, Lord Shiva might have been angry with Diti because he obliged her husband to transgress the law. But he will not refuse her husband's prayer. Therefore, the application for excuse was submitted to her husband. She prayed to Lord Shiva as follows. That is the end of the Bhagavad Purport to text 34. of Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 3, chapter 14, entitled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Hare Krishna. The beautiful deity is very intelligent. She's very intelligent. Her body is beautiful, also her mind is beautiful. Not only the body, mind is beautiful. So she knew the nature of Vashiva. She can be angry very easily. And you can please him also very easily. It's a good quality. It's a very good quality. And one can easily forgive. It's good. Some of us who don't forgive, very dangerous, especially for devotees. Devotees should not keep debt. You should not keep debt. Dirty things should not be kept by devotees. Malice is dangerous. Fire, grudge, malice, it's like fire. Anyone who keeps malice cannot be peaceful. Natural. You cannot be peaceful if you keep malice and keep grudge against anybody, especially for devotees. You cannot be happy. You can never, if you like, chances go around, you won't be happy. Because it's a big contamination. Fire. Carrying fire. So Lord Shiva is very kind, very kind. He gets angry easily, but he also forgives easily. He doesn't keep anything against anybody in his mind. It's a good quality. The deity is aware, she knows this, that this is the nature of Lord Shiva. She also knows that her husband is a worshipper of Lord Shiva, so she has a chance. She has a chance. Her husband worships Lord Shiva. So she, my husband can help me beg. It's a dear duty. If a dear friend begs you on behalf of somebody, you can forgive. She knows this. And also she has seen, she has known from history, that Lord Shiva always supported his disciples. Lord Shiva always supported his disciples. He protected his disciples, Lord Shiva. In the Purana, Daksha has many, many children, daughters. Lord Shiva married one. The remaining one were married by Chandra. Chandra. She married the many daughters of Shiva, or Daksha. So he became attached to one out of the many wives. He became attached to one. And he neglected the many wives. It is normal. It is part of our conditioned life. We cannot do like Krishna. We are conditioned, we are limited. Although he can marry many wives, but he cannot fulfill all of them. Perfect. So the other wives, they went to the father and complained to Daksha. I know, Rosh. Daksha doesn't like Rosh. Daksha doesn't like Rosh. So they complain, you see, our husband does not take care of us. They went to report to the father to help them talk to their husband to take care of them. Because he has married them, it is duty to take care, not to neglect. So, Daksha went to the moon and chastised him severely. He cursed him. That's Daksha. So it's different from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva easily got angry and easily forgives. Daksha easily get angry, he never forgives. Like Daksha, very different. He doesn't forgive because he is very proud of his position. So he cursed his own son-in-law. As a result of that, half of the moon became diseased. So he went to Lord Shiva and reported. He reported to Lord Shiva, see what my father-in-law has done to me. Lord Shiva said, don't worry about the curse. Stay here with me. Stay here with me. So in one word, stay with Lord Shiva. Means that he has abandoned completely his duty and his household activities. Now the daughters of Daksha went back. Before, our husband was with us. You can see him, but he was not taking care of us. But now, he's completely gone. Don't see again. So it's worse. Daksha started searching for Chandra everywhere. And finally he saw him with Lord Shiva. His anger increased. The person I didn't want to see. He was very angry. And he shouted, release my son-in-law now, otherwise I'll curse you. Lord Shiva said, you can curse me, I don't care. Anybody who have taken my shelter, I cannot give up that person. He's a leader. He's a leader. Lord Shiva said, anyone who has taken my shelter, I will never give up that person. This is a leader. A leader is not just to take the position and enjoy the facilities which goes with it. Responsibility. Perfect example. Prithu Maharaj, when he came to position, the Vandis and the Magadhas, the professional reciters, they started glorifying Prithu. They were glorifying him. Prithu said, excuse me, please, wait. I have just assumed the office. I'm just coming to the office. I have not done anything here. So don't glorify me for something I have not done.
A devotee.
Devotee will have a culture. Our culture is rich, scientific.
Peter Maharaj said, I have not done anything, so
don't glorify me. It is not good. Let me perform, then you can glorify me. That is okay. We want to be glorified for qualities we don't have. Cheating. True devotees never do that. If you have done something, then you can say, yes, our king is so a powerful king. He has done this. He takes care of us. He is protecting us. He maintains us. He provides everything. You can say yes. You can say that, but don't talk about something I have not done. It is cheating. It's cheating. Don't place me to where I don't belong. Nibitai, well, this is what we do. We get the glorification for something we don't do. Prithu Maharaj said, no, I don't want this. A leader is a quality of a leader. Not to be glorified or to assume a position we are not capable of doing. It is illegal. It's illegal. So Lord Shiva said, I cannot give up on anyone who has taken my shelter. I will never give up on that person. I will die instead of not taking care of my responsibility. It's a leader. Shri Krishna Bhagavanti. How to do our duty. You accept any responsibility, we should be up to date. Do our duty. Otherwise, don't be there. It is very, very dangerous to quit the position, enjoy all the facilities, but no service. It's cheating. So the Lord said, I will protect anyone who takes my shelter. I will give that person protection at the cost of my own life. I don't care. So you can curse me. Go ahead. The spiritual master is responsible for the disciples. So let us take what we can chew. Take what we can handle. So Lord Shiva is teaching all of us who are doing this service, be responsible for your disciples. Lord Shiva said, I will never curse me. The moon god has taken my shelter. I cannot give him up. I cannot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Chaitanya Chaitanya. Blessed is that disciple who will never give up the shelter of his guru or her guru. And glory, all glory, all glories to that guru who will never give up on the disciple. If the disciple falls, you go and grab him by the seeker, bring him back. The duty of the guru. But Shiva will do it. Go, bring it. And he, Chaitanya Prabhu himself, he did. Kala Krishna Das was serving him, he was traveling with him. He abandoned the Lord and followed some prostitutes. So Chaitanya Prabhu went there. The Bhattacharis, they attacked him. All their instruments fell upon themselves and cut off their beams. They ran away out of fear. Chaitanya Prabhu grabbed him. He decided and took him out. He did. He set the standard. Lord Shiva set the standard. Mahadana Jatagata. Of the follow. So this is the nature of Shiva. So Daksha became very angry. He's already angry with Lord Shiva. Now there's a good chance for him to be angry. He was very angry. I will curse you. Lord Shiva said, I don't care. So Lord Vishnu appeared. Lord Vishnu appeared. So Lord Shiva, give him some anger. Say, why? You take care of your disciples, so as you don't take care of your disciples, what are you teaching me? You gave us the order to be responsible. I'm following that. The vision said, okay, let us do one thing. You see, the moon god is already half sick. So cut off this sick one and give to that side. So keep the good one. In this way, you are free. So the Shiva cut off the moon into half. The sick one he gave to Daksha, and this one he put on his side. And the half moon on the Shiva side. So it was settled. That's how it was settled. You know. So Diti knows Allah Shiva is very, very dear to his disciples. He protects the disciples. Lord Shiva worship him, he protects them. So you worship Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva has you very close in his heart. Please, you are begging me to protect my mind. She knows that. So she's taking advantage of that. Knowledge is good. Knowledge is very good. Knowledge is good. Yes. Did he knew that Lord Shiva fought severely for his disciple Banasura? So this one, this one you can also do for me. You can fight for me also. I'm your wife. So I have done this nonsense. But still, and your wife, so you have to help me. So in this way, she's appealing to her husband. My dear Brahmana, kindly see that my embryo is not killed by Lord Shiva, the Lord of all living entities, because of the great offense I have committed against him. She is conscious of her offense. It's deep, it's very good. So devotees will constantly, every day, beg for forgiveness. Every day, devotees will tell Krishna, will tell Guru, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please. The only hope I have in my mind is your causelessness. That's my only hope. I don't have any hope in me. I'm existing because of this hope of your causelessness. So Diti is taking advantage. He's begging. So what is to beg? Not not to be.
Claiming transcendence.
It's a very big disease.
Claiming transcendence. We are transcendental.
Yes.
Pure devotees are transcendental, not conditioned souls or sadhakas. Sadhaka, we are struggling. We are struggling. Sadhaka means struggling. So we should be begging always hope for the mercy. While we are trying our best not to rationalize our obligation, it's dangerous.
She begged. So this is begging. She's conscious I have done something wrong.
Not denying. She didn't deny.
No, I didn't do this. I know the law of karma. I know the law of karma. I know that the consequences for doing something. I know that.
The deity didn't say that.
She is conscious of her offense. Proper self. Deity was conscious of her offense and was anxious to be excused. And Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has two popular names, Rudra and Ashutosh. He is very prone to anger as well as quickly pacified. Diti knew that because of his being quickly angered, he might spoil the pregnancy she had so unlawfully. Yes. A disciple, a guru is rejecting, is not a disciple. A disciple, a guru is rejecting, is not a disciple. He has no faith in the guru or Krishna. He does not keep the instruction the guru is giving. Doesn't appreciate, doesn't keep. He's practically on his own. And not all that is very offensive. So not qualified to be a disciple. The mercy is given, the chance is given to us. The Supreme Master gives chance. So properly initiated people whom he knew. They may or may not make it. He knew when you give them initiation. Not to blame you for that. So Papa gave initiations of people he knew they wouldn't make it. What is that? He's planting the seed. That is his consciousness. So it is left for us to take advantage of the facility which is given, or to abuse it. So if you abuse it, what to do? Should not be responsible for an irresponsible person. So the guru is not just rejecting. You have seen, for example, a student who did not make it to the entrance examination of the inter-university. He didn't make it. But they have been favored. Take this chance. And in the school, you think, you know, I'm a student, sir. So what? I'm a student now. You are a student. Don't forget how you became a student. You didn't make it. You didn't make it. You have been given a favor. It's some of us, this is our situation. For some of us, you have been given a chance. It's a privilege given to us.
So I cannot think that, oh, I'm a devotee. I'm trying. 11th time for Bhagavata, Krishna used to teach us how to pray. That's how to pray. A devotee should pray. Please, Krishna, protect me. Who is trying to surrender? I'm trying to surrender. I who is trying to surrender. He didn't say, protect me, surrender devotee. 11th canto of all. Good up. I'm trying to surrender. Please protect me. Who is trying to surrender to you? It's the humility of a devotee. Peter Maharaj said, Peter Maharaj said, why are you giving food to the citizen? Why should I give food to thieves, to rogues? Why should I maintain thieves? What's the reason? Why should I take care of thieves? I give them food so they can have more strength to steal? I will not do that. Say, then why are you a mother? Why are you a mother? Yeah, I'm a mother, but a mother to responsible children. A responsible father should not keep a child who is irresponsible. He can be taking drugs in a house, all kinds of things in your house, and you're keeping and maintaining that person in your house, you are establishing a principle which other children will follow. So if you don't want to establish that nonsense, you will spend you can go and do this somewhere, but not here in this house, if you're responsible for parent. Don't do this here. The Brahma Vibhata Brahma, I have a story of disability. Yes. He's robbing, he was stealing. But the father is the emperor. One day he has to be expelled from the kingdom. He was expelled from the kingdom. Similarly, the special master is seeing now. He's trying to help somebody. And the person is always causing trouble. You leave him there, you're not showing good example for others. You should be the governor if you want to maintain, want to keep, make the place, you want to bring sanity to the place. You have to keep him out. This is his nature. He mentioned me that in Lord nature. He's very, very kind. Otherwise, he cannot stay, he will not stay with the ghosts and lower beings who have no access. They're leading, we go to the obligation, they have no access. But Shiva is very kind. That is his nature. That is his nature. We cannot accuse him for that. We cannot accuse him. That is his nature. He's very kind personality. He's easily angry, he's really pleased. I'm sorry, please forgive me. And he's gone. The Lord Shiva has nothing from his heart. He has forgotten. So, irresponsible people will take undue advantage of Lord Shiva's humility and his kindness. So they worship him to get a boon, even to kill himself.
But that does not stop him from his nature. Most of us will get changed because our situation changes. But character or quality means that nothing changes from what we are, except purity. The one who has a character, circumstances cannot stop him from being a good person. In the Bible, they say, if you cannot beat them, you follow them. I say that is foolishness. If you cannot beat them, stand aside. Yes, you should stand aside and make your own sampradaya so that people can join you. You join fools, join fool. So purity means that nothing stops you from what you are. That's purity. You maintain your position. So Bhagavad Gita is the better one who follows his nature than to follow another nature. Yes. So that's the nature of Shiva's nature. He's kind. He's kind. That irresponsible take undue advantage of him will not change him. That will not change him from what he is. He will remain what he is. Pure. Undisturbed by anything. Alright?
Even if he has to find his house.
Yes. That one is Krishna's enjoyment. So Sukadeva Goswami gave a blessing on that. Anyone who wake up in the morning and remember that Shiva and Narayan keep on fighting. And defeating him, ever remain victorious. Natural energy will not stop. So if this does not happen, will you get his blessing? How will you get his blessing? Sweet. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Je vais vous faire un petit peu de temps.
Viens, on verra.